White House Press Secretary Scott McClellan faced questions this week about U.S. involvement in Iraq, in Pakistan, in Haiti, and in Venezuela. Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez is resisting a recall vote. Yesterday, more than a million recall signatures were ruled invalid. Protesters reacted by burning tires, hurling rocks, and setting fire to gasoline bombs. Chavez said he won't be pushed around the way he said the United States pushed around Haitian President Jean-Bertrand Aristide. When asked by a reporter to respond to President Chavez's comments, spokesman McClellan, in his words, refused to dignify them with a response. Instead, he said the focus in Venezuela should be on democracy.
This is about allowing people's voice to be heard through the democratic process. And we caution all Venezuelan parties to refrain from the use of violence and the kind of inflammatory rhetoric that may encourage it, especially at this critical point.
Joining us now on the phone is Frances Robles. She's the Bogota bureau chief of the Miami Herald and joins us from her hotel in Caracas, Venezuela. Good to have you on Talk of the Nation.
Thanks so much for the invitation.
Tell us what's happening in Caracas today. Is the violence continuing?
The violence seems to be dying down some. It got pretty bad on Monday. There was a lot of streets closed, burning tires in the streets, things that you're not used to seeing in Caracas.
What's the status now of the recall effort if these petitions, these signatures on the petitions have been ruled invalid?
Well, that's the big question. They actually weren't officially outright declared invalid. They were put what's been called the repair period, meaning that about a million people have the right to come forward in a week or so to say, yes, that was my signature. And then it will validate those people's signatures. But what the opposition's saying is that that's an unfair burden being put on the opposition. They're changing the rules of the game. And what's unclear at this point is whether they're going to participate in that repair period.
Well, at this point, who is supporting President Chavez and who's in the opposition?
President Chavez has quite a lot of supporters, mostly in the very poor sectors of the country, and this is a very poor country. He has done a very good job in the past months of pouring lots of money into low-income communities, into social service programs. So his popularity is actually rising, even though so many people despise him.
And those who despise him would be then of, the middle class, the elite?
It's more of the middle class. They will say that they're broader than you would think, that there's a lot of poor people there, but if you really had to split it down the middle, you'd have to say that the majority of his supporters are poor and the majority of the opposition are middle class.
Is there a lot of middle ground?
There is absolutely no middle ground in Venezuela.
So, as we mentioned earlier, President Chavez draws parallels between his country and Haiti, hardly the first time that he's portrayed himself as a potential target of the United States. Does that kind of rhetoric sell in Venezuela?
It does really well among his supporters. He had a big rally on Sunday with people that were bussed in from different places, but still there was tens of thousands of people cheering him on as he really, really used very inflammatory rhetoric against George Bush, against Washington, and against the opposition.
And he has at various times said Venezuela, of course, an extremely important supplier of oil to the United States, among other countries, but I think about 20% of the imported oil that we bring in comes from Venezuela. He's said that if the United States tries aggression in Venezuela, that will cut off the oil supplies.
That's largely viewed as cheap talk because, frankly, there are signed contracts between the United States and Venezuela that guarantees the sale of this oil to the United States. So he can say what he wants, Washington can say what they want, but frankly, the oil will keep pumping at the Chevron stations in the United States.
Mm-hmm. Now, what are the opposition's options at this point if they've got this very difficult process to go through to get these signatures validated? What if they can't?
Well, unfortunately, the sense here is that the only alternative is really taking to the streets to a level that they've never done before. But that, of course, leads to violence, and that's very dangerous. And the opposition is not the type of people that wants to send people to a massacre. So basically, that's the crossroads they're at. Do they want violence, or do they want to go through a very cumbersome process that's kind of stacked against them?
Well, it sounds if President Chavez is holding the best cards in his hands at this point, is he, we just have a few seconds left, I'm sorry, but is he likely to play that out to the hilt, to be triumphalist against his opposition, or is he going to reach out and try to ride this out?
Oh, he keeps getting stronger. He really does. The strike left him in control of the oil company. The coup allowed him to clear his enemies out of the armed forces. So he'll find a way to prevail from this as well.
Francis Robles, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Francis Robles is Bogota bureau chief of the Miami Herald, and she joined us on the phone from her hotel in Caracas, Venezuela. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News. Thank you.